Booyaka. Okay. Where do I start? Well, with the usual stuff, I guess. It's 1930. UTC. That means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And here I am, standing around outside. It smells nice. Where am I? Place your bets. Today's winners are those who have said OPPD. That's right. I'm at the OPPD Arboretum once again on this beautiful day. I feel like the gods are smiling upon me because I had a very stressful night and a stressful morning, and this is all because I got to get ready for a doctor appointment, right? Because it's Thursday. Got a doctor's appointment. But for some reason, this appointment was at a weird time and not the usual time, and I would have had to miss doing the show, or at least, you know, do the show at home and not go outside today. So I woke up this morning and I noticed it was raining, and I thought, okay, well, at least it's raining and we can't really do anything. Then I realized, oh my God, wait a minute, what am I talking about? Rain? That's when we got to do the most important stuff ever. And then I was sitting there eating my waffles in front of my computer, and the phone rang. It was my doctor's office. My doctor had to go home early today to deal with her sick baby. Remember, my doctor just had a baby. So I'm free today. I'm free. It's my day off. I'm super happy. Isn't every day your day off, Tub? Well, you know what I mean. So here we are at OPPD in the rain. It's not actually raining right now, but it's very misty. It's misty, it's overcast. It's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 16 degrees Celsius. And I'm walking up Marmot Alley, looking for something. Oh, Tobe, you're looking for marmots. That's why you're in well, yeah, I am looking for marmots. There's none here, though. But what I'm really looking for is morels. Marcella esculenta. There are some that grow that right around here. Now, the truth of the matter is, I believe that it's still too dry. This rain that we got wasn't exactly like a soaking, super thirsty earth rain or anything like that. At least that's not what it's become yet. But that doesn't prevent us from looking. So I'm walking around this tree, la-di-da, looking for Marcella esculenta. Looking for those golden morels. I can't wait to find some, because it's like picking money up off the ground, and that's an easy job to do as long as your knees don't give out. Yeah. All right, well, not seeing anything around here, and the dirt is kind of dry. Huh. Yeah, I don't think it rained very hard. But I'm looking. Now what we're going to do here is we're going to walk down here a little bit. Step over here and look at this marmot hole. That one that we found the last time we were here. And we're thinking, wow, I think this hole is active. So let's look for some mottis up in here. Up in here. Where's my mottis? I don't see anything, but I'm below the level of the plateau. So let's just sort of pop our heads up here and see if there's any mottis in this little sort of field. I'm not seeing any. And the grounds crew has been here. The grounds crew came through here and chopped a bunch of these little shrubberies down and stuff. Here's the Mati hole. These have been cleared out. These extra exits have been cleared out. The main entrance, loose dirt everywhere. Gosh, I hope that's a birthing den. I haven't seen any baby marmots in a while. And I like them. I like baby Matis. Because they're so cute. And they're so funny. Baby marmots, kawaii desu. Hai, honto ni kawaii desu. And as I look around, I'm not seeing any marmots out here. And you would think we'd be able to find some. This is a good time for marmots to come out because I don't know if there's anybody here. There's one other car here. I don't know if that person's in the forest or if they're up on the hill or if they're in the pavilion having a picnic or whatever. But there's nobody here. It's been raining. Matis like to come out in the rain. Alright, so, we will turn to the left here and make our way into the forest. And I'm looking around for anything interesting happening. Anything interesting going down. Looking for dudes while we check our mushroom areas. Okay, so I'm in the forest, just crossed over bridge number one, or technically that's bridge number two. I already crossed a bridge to get to Marmot Alley. Now this is where the path splits. I'm gonna go this way because I know there's myceliums down here that we need to check. And even if we don't get any Marshella esculentas today, we still might find other types of mushrooms. Kind of want to go in the forest over to those logs and see what's going on over in that loggy area. Ah, screw it, let's head out there. Dun dun dun, he heads off path. He's bushwhacking through the forest. Dun, 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 dun. I'm Forest Boy, and there goes a bun. Hey, that's a big bunny. Hi, Mr. Bun. Mr. Bun says, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to stay on the path, you human dude. Sorry, Mr. Bun. I got to come in here and check for mushrooms. Tobe scans the ground. He scans all the logs. He doesn't see much of anything, so we're going to get back on the path and keep doing our thing. And hopefully we won't scare any more bunnies. Oy. Yeah, oh, I think I found a money. Oh no, it is not a money. It is a piece of glitter that is shiny, copper-colored, and the size of a penny. I thought I found a penny. I did not. I feel... Ooh, but guess what? Last night, somewhere in the last couple days, I got a wheat penny. And I noticed it last night, and I was like, ooh, wheat penny. Yeah. Getting lucky. Feeling lucky. Things are awesome. Huh, my luck seems to be going pretty good. Maybe I should buy some lottery tickets and or make some kind of gambling move. Maybe go place some keno bets or something of that nature. I'm checking this mulch pile. And it's just mulch cooking down. Just mulch. So anyway, when I was... Oh, and here's the, you know, ubiquitous Fireball whiskey bottle. One of those little 50 milliliter ones. Find a lot of those in here. Oh, look, and there's another booze, little booze bottle. There's another little booze bottle up there. Oh, is the sun coming out? I don't know. But here's one nice thing that I like. There's some new bark mulch that's been put down here. And it's been raining. So it smells really good. Smells like, well, sawdust. Smells like wet plywood. Smells like shredded wood that is wet. Which makes some kind of sense considering that this is basically shredded wood. And it is, in fact, wet. I may have been a little bit too enthusiastic when I was getting dressed this morning. I've got one of my classic gray ensembles on. I've got my blue shorts that have faded to dark gray. Got my dark gray shoes on, my light gray shirt, and my gray jacket. I'm feeling very gray today. Which is a good thing. Which is a good thing. Alright, now I don't know where to go. Let's head up the deer trail. Let's head up the deer trail here. And I gotta look around, right around in here, because I know that there is a mycelium here where esculentas like to pop up. I don't see any, so I'm turning around looking at this tree pile to see if I can find any Caprinus. Caprinus. Actually, this is not Caprinus. That's a different mushroom. But this is, you know, inky cap Caprinus. Yep, there's a little patch back there. Woohoo! First mushrooms of the year. And we have found them. And of course, it's Caprinus, because it doesn't take much of anything to get Caprinus to pop. These are inky Caprinus. Maybe we should harvest some of these. I'll think about it. Because, yeah, got my clothes on and I thought, well, it's mushroom season. I got to start carrying around knives and paper bags. Oh, here's something interesting, too, on this stump. One of these big dudes. Another mushroom of the Caprinus variety, but a different species. Yeah, so sinus issues because of the pressure drop. But that's cool. Yeah, so I've got a utility knife in my pocket along with a paper bag, and I really didn't need to put one in my pocket, not because I didn't think I was going to find mushrooms, but because I have plenty in the car. I carry a package of paring knives and a package of Hello Kitty lunch bags in my car at all times, because you never know when you're going to find that fungal treasure. So you gotta be ready at all times. Alright, I'm walking through the forest on a deer path. You can probably hear the traffic on the I-680 loop buzzing by me. And I'm looking around on the ground. I should probably be looking up into the trees, too. Looking for interesting birds, like owls. We have spotted owls here before, during the day. But the only dude we have seen so far is that rabbit. That wascally wabbit. He was hopping around doing some, you know, bun stuff. All right, wind. Got some big high wind. Now, do we want to cross this bridge or do we want to go up there? Yeah, let's go up here. Wow, what's that smell? I smell more damp wood. Oh, I see. The main path on the other side of the little creek here has been covered in bark mulch. As we walk up this other secret path here into some known mushroom zones. Into the known mushroom zones we go. Oh, the sun's coming out a little bit right here. That's not good. I do not want the sun. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. And if the sun comes out in this humidity, I'm gonna die. And then I gotta go to the hospital anyway, even though this was the day to not go to the hospital. Yay. No hospital day. Yay. I'm walking around and I'm noticing that all this ground cover isn't tall enough. These little violets. Oh, look, and here's the white variety. Here's some white violets and some little purpley dudes. And some blue ones. But these guys aren't tall enough. These guys aren't big enough. This is one of my leading indicators that lets me know when to expect morels. So we're walking up over here to the edge of the creek. And I'm looking over into the main happy morel place, and I can see the spot where we found the grail, the holy freaking grail, a couple years ago. And the ground cover over there doesn't look like it's big enough, but we gotta walk all the way around to get into that area. What is that? Am I looking at a mushroom right there? Or is that a leaf? That kind of looks like a leaf. Alright, so I'm gonna look for some deer. I don't see any deer. Sometimes the deers like to hang out back here. But now I'm turning around. Still looking at the ground, looking for stuff. Oh wait, why am I doing this? I've come off the path here to walk through this little flat area that often produces morels, like right around in here. Sometimes by this log and this log over here. I don't know why I'm doing this. I know that they're not up yet. But it's fun to walk through the forest anyway, so that's what I'm doing. Walking around in the forest, because that's what I do. And that reminds me of something else. Alright, let's get out of here and let's walk around and get to the other main morel area. Last night I thought of another title. A title for what, you might be asking? A title for a song, a title for a novel, a title for that brilliant screenplay you're promising you're always going to write. No, when I said I thought of a title, I meant a title for myself. Because, you know, I think I need a title. What's that up there? That's nothing. Okay. Let's cross this bridge. Walk up the main path here in the forest and see if we can find some matis back over there and see if we can find some mushrooms up there. A title for myself. Because sometimes, and this might seem unusual, sometimes I think, I need a business card in case I run into people. I know what you're thinking. You're laughing like I'm laughing. Tobe, what do you need a business card for? You don't do any business. You don't even do anything. You don't even know any people. Well, yeah, that's true. But sometimes I need a business card just in case. You know, in case I run into any cute chicksaurs and gotta say, okay, email me, here's my email address. No, I don't have a smartphone. Blah, blah, blah. So I was thinking, well, maybe I need some business cards and I could... Obviously, I just can't have my name on it. Tobe. Tobe. Here's my card. I'm Tobe. Okay, well, that's great and all. Tobe. All right, I gotta walk in here and see if there's any action in this marmot den over here. So I thought, well, maybe I need a title. You know, my name, Tobe, and then a title. And that would look pretty cool. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you already have a title. You're the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And yeah, whereas that is true, does that really sum up my position? Well, your business card isn't for a real business, it's just for life. Right, so does the title of Dubious Goals Committee Chairman really sum up my life in any way? Or explain who I am? I don't really think it does. It's fun to say, though. There's no marmots in this marmot den. I'm so sorry. All right, so let's walk up here. We'll loop around, and then we'll go into the secret mushroom area. We'll come up here, make sure there's nobody else around as we sneak into the secret mushroom spot. So I think I need a title. And somehow, in one of those random fits of brilliance that I'm prone to having, much like one of my allergic sneezing fits, I thought of an absolutely wonderful title that is not only accurate, but I feel like it does, not only does it describe my position in life, but it also describes my general demeanor. I'm checking the witch's butter tree. Do I see any witch's butter? No. But yeah, this whole path is new mulch, so maybe get some mushrooms. Nobody's looking, so we're gonna take this opportunity to go zip, and then jog, and then spin. Woo, 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 woo. And now we're out of sight in the secret mushroom area. And I'm looking for mushrooms. Yeah, the ground cover is not quite tall enough. We need a couple more rains and about another week of growth, and we've got, and then we've got perfect mushroom conditions. But we're getting close to the time. Yeah. Things are looking good. It's just, it's not time yet for our little golden treasures to pop out of the ground. Our little pieces of fungal cash dollar money. Better than money, morel mushrooms are. Wait, what's this? Why is there dirt here? And why is this? Okay, whatever. Let's head up this deer path. See if we can find some deers or something. And we'll continue to look for mushrooms. Right, so anyway, my title, my new title. My new title for a business card that I will not ever print up. What is my title? This title that I feel like it fits me so well. It describes not only who I am, but also my philosophy in life. Wow, I couldn't believe I thought of it, you know? Some days I'm really on. Some days I'm really off. But, you know, it all balances out. I'm working my way up this deer path. It's very narrow. looking at a lot of logs, scanning the ground, and drawing out the suspense. What was that weird noise? Sounded like a goat. Did I just hear a goat bleat? I could swear I just heard a bleating goat. It must have been a tree groaning. Because now I'm in the deer zone. I don't see any deer. I sure as hell don't see any goats. That would be kind of weird if I was walking around in here and I ran into a goat. But we've come to the end of that deer trail, so we're just gonna take this escape path out through the sumac and head back towards the car. While I finally tell you my new potential title. Oh, they trimmed some of this sumac out, so now I gotta walk around sideways and then come over here. Say hi to this bird. Hello, bird. Have a birdie day. And we can get back on the path here. Head back down. All right, so yeah, no morels yet, but I'm glad I got to come outside and check the areas. They're looking good. They're shaping up well. We just need, we might not even need a lot of rain. We just need one good rain. We need about another week and one or two decent soaking rains. And now, what you've all been waiting for. What is my new title that I thought up? This is a good one, people. This is one of the better ones I've ever come up with. My new title is Tifoso Without Portfolio. I know, brilliant, right? Oh my God. So yes, dun, 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 dun. I am a Tifoso Without Portfolio. Some of you might be thinking, but yeah, what does it mean? Well, it should be pretty obvious. It's like being a minister without portfolio. Except, you know, I'm a Tifoso, not a minister. Did that clear it up for you? I'm sure it did. What's a Tifoso? A Tifoso is a person, a male person, who makes Tifos. The plural of Tifoso is Tifosi. A female Tifoso is a Tofisa, a Tifosa. And that sums me up. I am a Tifoso. I do make Tifos. And I'm a Tifoso without portfolio because I do not have anybody to build Tifos for. You can hire me. And I would love to tell you the rates and how much it would cost for you to hire me to make your Tifos, but I can't because we've run out of time. As I walk down this area looking for my chives, here we go. Here's my big fat bunch of chives. Maybe I should harvest some of these chives for lunch today. I do have to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.